Put it in salads. Put it in salads.
Radish.
Now what's the little small tomato that you never, that really never gets any bigger than about, say, that size?
I don't know. What you call those little things? What do you call them, Kay?
Sometimes you put them in salads.
Oh yeah, I hate them.
What would you call those?
I don't know the name. What to call them? I know I wish I'd do it. Put them in my tall salad.
You call them maybe salad.
Tomatoes. Is that the name of?
Or sometimes cherry tomatoes.
Oh, now I've heard that one. Yeah, cherry tomatoes.
What's something that has a real strong odor that's grown in the garden? Can make tears come to your eyes.
Peppers. What?
Peppers and something else. It's usually white covered skin.
Onion. Onion.
What are the little fresh ones that you eat? What are those called?
The
little fresh onions. You got any names for those?
I just. Spring onions. That's right. That's the right answer.
That's one kind. You ever call them shallots or?
Well, yeah, like that. An onion is lots of different.
What is a shallot?
Well, that's a bunch. They grow with bunches, you know. Clusters, so. I never did like those things.
When you take the tops of turnips and cook them on the stove, you make a mess of what?
Greens. Mm-hmm. You put the turnips, just turnip greens.
What other greens do you use besides turnip tops?
Collard is a green one. And lettuce, that's right. You don't cook lettuce.
I think
it'd
be full hot
pot. Oh, full ham bread or lettuce, yeah.
You do. I haven't been told that. Did you tell me that?
Say you had seven boys and seven girls in the family. You might say he had something of children.
Baker's dinner. Is that right?
Well, did you ever use the word tassel?
What is that word?
Tassel? Yeah, tassel
of
children?
I heard of it. I know a baker's dinner is 13.
Uh-huh.
That's 14, he was talking.
But you would
a
say
tassel.
He had a tassel of...
Oh, a tassel of children. Uh-huh. Yeah, I heard that word.
What does tassel mean to you?
I would say it means a lot. Is that right?
Could you give me some examples of how you might use the word tassel?
Well, I don't think I've ever used the word before. I've had a passel of trouble, yeah, come to think of it. And a passel of money, a passel of land, I know a passel of trouble, a passel of land, a passel of trouble. That's a rare bird right there, that one.
What do you call the outside of an ear of corn that you take off?
No, I am. Shuck. Cob, it ain't milk.
What's the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
Well, that's boiled corn.
Okay, would you call it any other name, such as sweet corn?
Sweet corn, oh, that's right. Rosemary's.
What do you mean by rosemary?
Rosemary.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I always give them. Prime.
Right off
prime. Even on the cob. Corn on the cob.
What do you call that top part of the corn stalk?
Tassel.
And then the stringy stuff that comes outside.
What?
The stringy stuff that grows from the end of the corn stalk.
Tassel. That's a tassel.
Okay, and would you call it anything else when you have to brush it off of the corn sometimes with a pin?
I don't know where you got to get that.
It's real stringy.
The tassel is the stringy part, it's round the corn.
Okay.
What do you call that?
Call it a silk.
Silk, that's right.
What's the kind of small yellow vegetable that has a crooked neck to it?